Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. You can't judge a book by its cover. We all know that's true, but that doesn't always keep us from making the mistake of judging based on what things look like. But if we're willing to be humble and look from a deeper spiritual perspective, the results can be fantastic. Consider the Bible's story about Naaman, the captain of Syria's army. He had many military victories, but he had leprosy, a terrible disease considered incurable. An Israeli girl he had captured said the Hebrew prophet Elisha could cure him, so Naaman went to him. Elisha sent a servant to tell him he'd be cured if he bathed 7 times in the Jordan River. That's not what Naaman expected. He figured Elisha would come to him, make some big show with maybe a thunderbolt or two, and heal him. He wasn't going to bathe in some strange river. But his servants persuaded him. He did, and he was healed. In the Bible, a river is often symbolic of a way of proceeding, a way to think, a channel of thought. What Naaman needed was a new channel of thought, not the old ones he was accustomed to. He had to be humble enough to get out of his perception of how things are. He had to think differently and more deeply. That changed him. He was no longer a leper. May we all take that lesson to heart and, instead of expecting a big show we've outlined for ourselves, be humbly willing to see things from a different perspective and reap the benefits. Amen.